When the Nazis occupied Czechoslovakia in 1939, Dita was 10. Her father lost his job, she was expelled from school, and Jews were forced to wear the yellow star. She recalled that moment in an interview for organization Memory of Nations.
Mám vzpomínku, první den, když jsme museli mít tu hvězdu na kabátě.
I have a memory of the first day we had to wear that star on our coat. With my friend, we took the tram. We were still allowed to use it then, but only standing on the rear platform. We were on our way to a teacher, since we could no longer go to school. We studied privately in small groups of several children with a teacher. We were riding the tram, and I was worried about what people would say to us, how it would look that we were marked like that. And one man on the tram looked at us and said out aloud, so that everyone could hear, "These are two princesses, and they have a golden star." And people started smiling, and that helped us so much. That first day helped me a lot. Instead of ignoring us or treating us badly, they smiled at us.
In 1942, Dita and her parents were deported to the Terezín ghetto and a year later to Auschwitz, to the so-called family camp. There she first confronted total despair.
Čekali jsme na prohlídku všech tělesných otvorů. Jestli tam neskrýváme diamant.
We were waiting for the inspection of all body openings to make sure we weren't hiding diamonds there. And my mother and I stood there, and the despair was such that we said to each other, "We'll commit suicide. We will not tolerate this. We can't bear it anymore." But there was no way, and we didn't yet know that the wires around, we were inside a building, that those wires outside were electrically charged. We didn't know that at the time, and we were thinking, how could we do it without a rope? Without a high tower, without a deep river, how we could practically do it, and there was no way, so we just went on.
No nebylo jak, tak jsme to táhli dál.
Her father died in the camp. Dita worked in the children's block, and her story later inspired book The Librarian of Auschwitz by Spanish author Antonio Iturbe. She and her mother survived successive transfers to forced labor camps in Hamburg and were evacuated to Bergen-Belsen, where British troops liberated them in April 1945. Tragically, her mother was already seriously ill and died soon afterwards.
Tak si maminka vzala tašku a šla si lehnout do té nemocnice, jakože je nemocná.
So my mother took her bag and went to lie down in the hospital. And I went to visit her, and she wasn't cheerful at all. She was lying in bed and complaining terribly about stomach pain. Her belly was swollen. I didn't think much of it, and that evening my friend Mauser and I were invited by her doctor to some refreshments. There were a few officers there, and we listened to music. The next day, I went again to visit my mother. I came into the room, there were several women lying in beds, and my mother's bed was empty. On the bed was just a small bundle tied up, my mother's clothes. I shouted, "Where's my mother? Where is my mother?" And nobody answered, until one sick Slovak woman said, "Your mamička died."
Tvoje mamička zomrela.
Her mother's sudden death left teenager Dita completely alone. She returned to Prague that summer, met fellow survivor and writer Ota Kraus, and together they later left for a new life in Israel.
A přijeli jsme do Haify 16. května 1949.
And we arrived in Haifa on May the 16th, 1949. So, what now? Well, I had an uncle in Palestine, right? So we wrote to him, but there were no telephones and the uncle didn't come. We lived in a tent in an absorption camp near Haifa. And when we saw that the uncle wasn't coming, Otta said, "I'll go out and find something." He actually met some old friends who had come on the same ship, and they already lived in a small village. They said, come, they have little wooden houses here. You can get a small housing unit. So we settled in that village, which is called Beit Yitzhak, near Netanya. We got from Sochnut, that's the organization that takes care of immigrants in Israel, 2 iron beds and 2 mattresses. And each bed Otto carried on his back from Netanya on foot. That's 4 kilometers. We had no money, no car.
The Krauses built a modest life in the new state of Israel, raised 3 children, and stayed together until Otto's death in 2000. After the fall of communism, Dita visited Prague often. She used to say that she had 2 imperfect homelands, Czechoslovakia, where she was born, and Israel, a home without roots. She passed away on the 18th of October 2025, aged 96, leaving behind a legacy of memory, dignity, and quiet strength.